Blog Talk Radio.
In LA, man, I'm just kicking it on Melrose, man.
You know, there's a lot of girls out when you come back, man.
Yup.
You're ready to be one.
Yeah, How someone like you can make me feel the way you do. high because me like it.
I dream of my vision. It isn't about decision. You think of your choice, decision. I want to see me prosecution like perfection. I live my will. I'm begin to shoot a deliver to kill me, make me stronger. Guys don't gotta be multiply to be changed. I make renewal. Excavate the rule of a fool to be judged. I'm not gonna dock your tube in his trunk. I'm under the bus, accepting the funk instead of blowing up in my trunk. Multiple 5, AK 47, a 9, a 9, my 10 or 11, or M16. I give up supreme with jumping the beam like kind of a sunset. The stars are fucking the sun of man. They obey twinkle the sunset. Okay, I come at the end of the day, so pay the piper. You're finding that I'm gonna execute the viper, the lake of fire. Then a one world order be taking over. The folk bonus, the owner, and no, I know, you know, when I grow eternally, then I'll be rolling up into my tenfold. Been so long, and I'm back to strong black God. My halo was out of my wisdom. But first I'm gonna tap my double up like eating a cave. Egypt the slaves, they walking on fours. I'm paving the horse, I'm taking a deed. I'm marching across deserts barefoot and like I'm up in Europa. They nailed my hands to beat it across the slave ship to America. But this is the final chapter. I'll be a rafter, devil's about to get. Take us a bunch of chaos in this world and I take it from gas up out of it. Figurative, hypocrite, nigga the punk of the faggot. Dealer of film and a point of flick, a manufactured a cigarette. You're devilish, if not the devil himself, so I complete this. 76 trillion back, I started this. It's time to reap the harvest. And like my brother said, we started it way back in time.
We ain't really with that talking,
bitch, we felt that he not about that life to make him swim in the no movie shit, bitch, we crack. Well, from the side, whack, you get that fucking track. Kick your bitch to the curb, she was too dramatic. And well, from the 300 normal spell back. Then the niggas go on me, I can't imagine. No, but I'm out here in these streets, catch me in traction. My niggas super freak, they'll let you have me. My niggas do for me, ain't no way around it. Bloodhound for that money, bitch, I get a habit. Going crazy, 20s, 50s, 100s, bitch, I'm cashing. And they ain't really wizards talking, bitch, I'm money stacking. And he ain't really thought that life, cause he don't let that act. And they don't come from where I come from, they weren't born a savage. Late night shit, can't give me that shit.
Right off the back, man, $4, $5. The women come frequent like flight mileage. It ain't no secret. I
might holler, but I ain't gon' quit ya, baby. I'ma let ya catch ya, bitch, your game, run faster. Don't let him lose ya, cause I ain't gon' bless ya.
Unless you feel a little desperate,
send a nigga a text message. Girl.
Stop a minute. That took you to drop my heart all in it, and I just wanna be with you tonight. Girl, please, I'm a lady, but it's true, but I close the door for you. I wanna see what it do, can I be for you? This is how I feel, I'm in love. I'm a little part of you, ooh, you're just my kind. Everything's so right, I just wanna see a different side of you, a different side of you.
Collect my thoughts, blow the candles out as I contemplate in the dark. Dumping ashes on the fucking Time magazine, trying to burn a hole between Israel and Palestine. All this world news, all these dead bodies, all these kids dying, the talk of Illuminati. As I'm murdering ink, I get a call from Irv Gotti. Say keep spitting, cause when you do, it's like a 12-gauge shot. Got machetes and them cannons loaded up. Got them Xannies and that lean in my cup. Politicians could come up missing, I'm on the mission. You hear them gunshots, now motherfuckers listening. Feel that you can take their life cause they ain't got a pot to piss and raise the Christian. Kill you for these kids as victims, fuck the system. You give a kid 30 cents and think you sponsor something? I'll feed a village by myself, nigga, Compton come purge. I
Beverly Hills, got 70 kills. Riding down Rodeo in that Chevy with pills and pop one. Load 12 slugs in the Eagle and shot one. Down to Sterling, hopped in his Benz. I got one. Beam on the back of his dome. Palm sweaty on the back of the chrome. That's my adrenaline. So he purred Sandusky, purred Zimmerman. Purge every motherfucker raping women in. Purge niggas killing kids. Back to back in two vans. Me and my mercenaries, middle of South Sudan. Carrying babies' bodies. Long as I got two hands, long as I got 2 feet. Millions in my crew deep, we purge for the families. They deaths ain't in vain now. Crash my ass, niggas know who shot that plane down. 298 innocent lives severed. Flying on the Lion's wings, all the way to heaven. So we purge. Sometimes I wanna purge. Sometimes I wanna. Imagine going to the store without cops harassing. Imagine Mike Brown walking, them same cops just passed him. I'm smoking hash and let me ash it before I'm talking past him. I hope his mama tears like acid to your fucking badges. Two shots in his brain, four in his fashion. Thinking about his casket and his phantom, swear I almost crashed it. That's why I'm headed to Ferguson with this German Ruger. Cause I'm probably more like Nelson Mandela than Martin Luther. More like Ice-T than Ice Cube, I'm a cop killer. Murder all the cops, then the cops will probably stop killing. On my knees praying, wish my nigga Pac was living. But he fell victim to the Rampart Division's purge. Cops killed Biggie, cops beat up Rodney King. We tore up the city, nigga, purge. Or just stand there like J. Cole and shoot a cop in the same spot till the case closed. Purge! Jeff's wife, Carrie Jean, who passed away June 28th at 1:45 p.m. to stomach cancer. 2 days before my son Harlem's 11th birthday. Crazy how he's mourning his wife's death and I'm celebrating my son's life. I never understand death. Shit. Sometimes it's a struggle to understand life. Shit, crazy.
You know, I recently, Dr. Valentine, I remembered just with everything going on with Donald Trump. On election night, Donald Trump was pictured with, what is this guy's name? Eric Prince. That now he's the CEO of Blackwater, or was the CEO of Blackwater. It immediately made me think. It immediately made me think about. I think it was it Death March 2012, the lecture you did.
Death March was 2000.
Katrina, right? It was way. You're right. But you was the first person. You know, you have this thing where you have this habit of being prophetic. You have this habit of saying things and saying terms that we hear 10 years down the line, 15 years down the line. I'm talking about you way ahead of the curve. So when you mentioned the term Blackwater back then, we was like, Blackwater, wow, what's that? And you talked about the private military contractors and the mercenaries and this and that, and it was like mind-blowing at the time. So fast forward to see Trump get elected and to see him have Eric Prince by his side, because Eric Prince went in hiding for a while. Once Obama got in office, once the Democrats was back in office. So to see him resurface again, and then to see his sister, Betsy DeVos, being announced as the Secretary of Education, made me think about the stuff. Yeah, exactly. It made me think about your Death March lecture, and it made me think about what you were talking about with the mercenaries and their body counts overseas. And I mean, talk to me about that. What's going on with Blackwater, Trump? What's happening right now? Is a coup taking place with Donald Trump?
Well, again, a lot of people are being fed their information based upon the Daily Blues, because there ain't really no news.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a whole lot of theater and soap opera. And it's being scripted, and the CIA, through Project Mockingbird, is writing all the scripts for the news. Now, the one thing I want our family to remember and understand is that I have no sides to take when all I'm doing is, like, I'm Marv Albert. I'm over here just checking the game, and I'm doing a blow-by-blow by what's going on.
Right.
Now, from what I know and what I've been told by older people and more wise than me, they told me that Hillary and all of them were part of the so-called New World Order, the one that was dealing with the socialism, the Nazis, and the whole nine yards. She was working in conjunction with the Vatican. Now, the Vatican just elected, everybody said, well, no, that's a lie. The rules are that no Jesuit shall ever sit in the Pontiff's seat. Well, that completely went to pot, because right now we have a crypto-Jesuit sitting in the papal chair. He has been responsible for Honduras, I believe it was, or in Venezuela, of killing over 25,000 people in order to maintain the goods and services coming from that country. Okay? He was part of that hunter when he was the cardinal guy. So now he's the Pope. He is part of the New World Order along with the Jesuits, because he's the Jesuit general's main man, the front man. Hillary, along with her husband and the Bushes, they essentially are working so-called with the New World Order along with China, from what I understand. And they wanted to make sure that the United States of America was completely under roof. What happened was if they went in the next 8 years, because she was going to get reelected, there would be no more constitutional law. Constitution would be completely gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened is, and what you're looking at, and I'm telling this to the people,
mm-hmm.
you're watching an infighting between secret societies.
Mm.
Do not get caught up by taking sides. I tell my brothers and sisters over and over again, you do not have a horse in this race.
Okay.
All right? But you can bet on one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, what you got in office now is a businessman. What are you doing instead of crying and complaining about that? Okay? He is a 33rd degree Mason. And every one of those black folks going to see him, everybody pissed at them, they're 32nd and 33rd, and they're going to see a brother Mason and tell him, okay, what you getting ready to do? You're watching a Masonic dance. You're watching the fact that the Pope just fired and completely disowned the Knights Malta for surrounding Trump and saying that he is under their protection.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They had put out a kill order on Trump because Trump put a dagger in that movement for the New World Order. Now, again, I'm not dealing with just Trump. I'm dealing with the Hegelian dialectic family. You've got to look at the way both sides are playing the middle. So it's not that I'm taking up for Trump and not dealing with Hillary, but if you're on my blog and you keep pasting nonsense about what the news have just said about Trump, family, listen. If you know for a fact that the news is lying maggots, and all the time that they start speaking to you about what they've done to your people and so forth, when it's targeting you, you know the news is lying. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The news
right.
is lying. But as soon as they talk about Trump, they're talking the truth. What's wrong with you black folks? You're all of a sudden ready to jump on Trump because the news said it. But yet, wait a minute. You didn't hear what it is that the news is not saying about Hillary? Because by de facto, I mean, if you're by default, if you are going to be trashing Trump, then that means you must be for this woman. So who are you for? Were you going to trash Hillary when she got in? Were you going to trash Hillary for all the bodies that she and her husband has?
for the fact that she was pumping drugs through Nada, Arkansas Airport out to Freeway Willie? Were you going to get on her about that? Were you going to get on her about the fact that she idolizes Margaret Sanger, who was a eugenicist? Were you going to get on the fact that you pissed off with Donald Trump and his father? Did you know that her mentor was one of the Grand Cyclops, Grand Dragon for Hillary? Mm. So, listen, people, you don't have a horse in this race. But you can step back, watch these two Europeans, these devils fight with one another, and see what it is that you can make out of this bet. Are you getting your businesses in order? Do you have any businesses that you can submit to get ready? Because, again, he's bringing business back into America, which is what the New World Order didn't want. That's why they shipped all your jobs offshore, so they can keep you doing minimum wage jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying to you, it's a war of secret societies. And right now, they got Hillary tabulated to be the next governor of California.
Mm.
You hear what I'm saying to y'all?
Mm-hmm.
They're getting California now. Listen out for it, because I'm not sure, but California now is going to be under China, and they're going to be running for estranging themselves like Texas from the Union. And they're going to be getting ready to put into all of the school books why it is that Trump or how the Russians, this is what's going to be in the new curriculum for children, that the Russians hijacked the election when all the proof showed it wasn't. So what's going on here that the news, as well as everybody, is hating somebody who is going back on the constitutional law and who has a 55-million-man army getting ready to defend the United States against anybody that's coming at us, and they're talking about the New World Order. They're going after Rothschild. Russia already kicked Rothschild out. Is anybody paying attention to what's going on behind the scenes? No. All they know is that Trump is a jackass, which he is. Trump is a fool. He's a clown. Yeah, clowns get on their orange head. They put on their nose. Yeah, but he's not the one. He has an entire secret society backing him. Right. If anything happens to him, it's going to walk. So you ain't got no side. You just watch the game. If you want to bet on it, bet on somebody who is getting ready to make some money for the United States, who's bringing money back into the United States instead of having us hemorrhage the money. And the other thing is, watch all of the different ways that they couch the news, family. Everybody's talking about, well, he cut off the abortion rights. He cut off this. That's bull. Oh, he's stopping the immigrants from coming in. Bull. 66,000 people were coming into this country, and only 109 were stopped out of 66,000. And those people were under suspicion. But you know what? The news blew the bad boy up. Oh, he stopped the women can't have but abortions anymore. No, that was an international thing where we, you and me, were paying taxes to give abortions or for women overseas to have abortions. He put a stop to it. But you heard another whole story about that. Am I supporting him? No, but I know what it is that's happening behind the scenes. Most of us don't have a clue. Period. We're not looking at any other news except CNN. Come on. And you're going to go to them now for the truth? Family, wake up.
Indeed, indeed. And, you know, and as I watch what's going on, and, you know, like you say, the secret societies are infighting, don't take mm-hmm. sides. I could imagine, mm-hmm. you know, if you think in terms of history and what we studied, and what we are told, one of the main questions that get asked by people all the time when they hear about the great empires, the great Moorish empires, and how we fell to the Europeans, the first thing people say is, yo, we so great. How the hell did we fall to the Europeans? I can imagine it might have been the same way as it is today with the secret societies infighting.
And they probably mm-hmm. sat back. The European probably told each other what we're telling mm-hmm. each other now. Don't take sides. The blacks, yep. they're infighting. Don't take it. Might, it must have been the mm-hmm. same thing, right?
Yeah. You're getting it on the head. We took ourselves out from the inside. We allowed people in, and we began to adopt foreign philosophies. We began to become more, quote, liberal with our boundaries. The same way, see, this devil knows exactly what time it is. He knows how he got us. And
right,
he recognizes
right.
what it is that was being done, and that's why he's so scared. And that's why
right.
he looks like he's so panicky, because he understood what the tactic was that took
mm.
And so what it is you don't understand how people working for the upliftment for other people work. There's no understanding of politics as a kind of interbred or an inbred family of elites. And they can argue with one another. Cousins can argue with one another. They can even kill one another. And they can fight one another constantly, but it's all over control of plain earth, okay? And this is exactly what it's all about, controlling the resources and the territorial boundaries that we have. And what has happened is what Hillary and Obama did over the last 8 years was to open up the borders as well as the rules governing U.S. commerce to the rest of the world. So what happened was we have certain stopgaps and laws, tariffs and so forth that we put in place to protect American interests, quote unquote. The thing is that what they were doing was opening up trade to the point where the rules of the trade overrode the rules of the Constitution.
Mm.
So foreign people could then make rules that would affect the commerce, the social, and even the economic of the United States, because if those rules went in, NAFTA and the rest of these rules, where there was no boundaries involved for trade between elites, that means that the sovereignty, quote unquote, that protected us and allowed us to be the ones to use our own intellectual capital, instead of this being drawn out, you know, you took all of the best educators and so forth, and all of the best technology. And remember that time when there was a crash in China of a tactical spy plane under Bill Clinton's administration?
Yeah.
All of a sudden? Yeah. Well, why is it that crashed all of a sudden? Why did it crash in China? Because that was the way that they gave China the...
Mm. Wow.
So a lot of the things were going on. And you didn't know that also. That's on.
In 1929, the judge had this palatial mansion constructed. It was deeded to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, so they and other ancient worthies would have a place to live when they were resurrected. Located in an exclusive district of San Diego, it was given the name Beth Sarim, Hebrew for House of the Princes. The world entered the Great Depression, but Rutherford lived like a millionaire, spending the winter months at Beth Sarim, summering in Europe. As Americans suffered through poverty and deprivation, Rutherford enjoyed the use of two 16-cylinder Cadillacs. Under Rutherford, the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society became a well-oiled corporation. New books, literature, and tracts poured forth in a flood to be sold door-to-door by faithful witnesses. He drove his followers to labor hard for the Lord. He advised young couples not to marry, but to put all their energies into proclaiming the kingdom. Even portable phonographs were utilized at the doorstep.
Because the people have been induced to believe that Christianity and religion are the same thing.
Around the world, zealous witnesses paraded in front of churches on Sunday mornings, bearing placards with the slogan, "Religion is a snare and a racket." Keeping up with the times, the Society constructed its own radio station. And by 1933, there were 403 stations nationwide broadcasting Rutherford's abusive railings against the clergy, politicians, and what he referred to as the greedy commercialists. On the radio and in print, he continually stressed that the end of the world was just months away. The end finally came, but only for Rutherford. In 1942, he died at Beth Sarim, the house he had built as a luxurious testimony to God's name. In retrospect, perhaps the only testimony this lovely mansion ever gave was to the cash value of false prophecy. In 1948, the Society quietly sold the property, covering up an embarrassing chapter in its history. Today, most modern Jehovah's Witnesses are unaware that Beth Sarim ever existed. With Rutherford's passing, the flamboyant era of charismatic personalities passed as well. Today, fueled by the anxieties of a nuclear age, the Watchtower Society is a multinational corporate giant, spreading its new message of doom to every corner of the globe. Standing between God and the millions of Jehovah's Witnesses is an autocratic ruling council called the Governing Body. Because Jehovah's Witnesses believe the Word of God is channeled to humanity through this elite committee alone, these men rule with unchallenged authority. Every witness is subject to their dictatorship, from the cradle to the grave. Raymond Franz, author of the book Crisis of Conscience, was a member of the Watchtower Society's governing body for 9 of his 60 years as a Jehovah's Witness. His account of their secret sessions is revealing.
I must say that it was one of the most disillusioning experiences of my life. It came as a rude awakening to me to see what actually went on. I envisioned the governing body as a body of men to whom the Bible, God's Word, was the controlling force in every one of their decisions, who really dug into the scriptures to make sure that everything that they did was soundly based upon the Bible. And when I got into the governing body, I found that the Bible was rarely appealed to, was rarely used, but mainly was a matter of discussing organizational policy and how to apply this organizational policy. And I found that issues came up, even though scriptures might be presented, if there was an organizational policy, that policy would take precedence over scripture. And I couldn't help but think of Jesus.
Certainly, at times, temptations of the vehicle or dumb influences might turn our heads for this reason or that, but there's a deep down knowing that from the moment of seeing to you know that this is why I'm here, to take this vehicle and do this task. And I always knew that I knew Tando from before time, that there was strong recognition in Tando. So, same way.
Only thing I can think is that, no, it seems like probably the ones who will be, the blame will be pointed at would be Tando, and we've always had free reign to come and go and believe or not believe since day one in the class, and in fact, more times than not, Tando would put effort into pushing anybody out of the class that didn't want to be here and, you know, wasn't just full steam ahead with what they knew the truth of the next level to be. And the funny thing is that, you know, we all came, you know, just human vehicles with minds entering those vehicles that had to take them over. And the crazy way that it works is that the more we put into practice the teachings and the behavior and the guidelines that Tando taught us, the clue of the truth that they held becomes more apparent, and behavior and discipline and ways of thinking that we had held, all of our human vehicles, became distasteful and something that was beneath us. So, I have to say the same as Liv Odi, that, you know, the last thing that I would have thought on September 13th, 1975, was that in a week I would find myself as part of a group and leaving behind my human life and starting on this. But there was just a knowing and a recognition. I think recognition is probably the better word, knowing that that Tando were someone that I had known and respected prior to this incarnation. So I'm, you know, always looking forward to this. Mm-hmm. Happy and excited. And
well, it's probably old programming, but can't help but think of the in the Bible when Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He would say, "I'm here. I'm sent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. I am the only way you can reach the next level of kingdom of heaven." And now it's the end of the age. It's the same thing happening again. Tando are the way and the truth and the only source of life. And without our connection to Tando, we have nothing. So Christians miss it when they read the Bible, and they just don't get it because the atmosphere is so filled with misinformation. But it's so plain and simple and real and true for us. And we know it. You may not know it, which is okay. We have no fear. We're proud and looking forward to what's ahead. And we believe all our classmates feel the same way.
And thing on the mind
actually,
of those who will connect with us.
Can.
We'll title this tape, Planet Earth About to Be Recycled. I, in all honesty, must acknowledge my father. Of that kingdom are those who even hear our voice right at the end, or even receive this information and don't know where it's coming from. In other words, some might hear our voice and might know that where it is coming from, might know that I exist in physical form here about to leave. Others might not know that I do, but they, something tells them, I've got to break away. I can't stand to stay here. I've got to go to that kingdom level. So that's three types that can go, that can be saved, that will not need to experience recycling. Even that faith that would have them willing to leave, desiring to leave, trusting in that information.
Those who actually know me have more serious time of test than those who believe this information and don't know me. The lower forces, once you see me in this vehicle, the forces of Lucifer, of Satan, the lower forces of this planet, that run this planet, by the way, those forces would do anything they can to keep these from succeeding with their task, to keep number two example of those that can go from succeeding in their task, and would do anything to keep even an initial believer from believing. Their whole effort, the lower forces' whole effort, is to have us not succeed in leaving and being in the keeping of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. So, here we are. We're coming public with this information that we're about to leave. And this is like putting ourselves right out on the playing field so that the lower forces have a chance to try to do to us
what they can do to us. It also will have challenged all those who are religious-minded to look at us and say, is that the truth or is that not the truth? Is that Antichrist or the spurious Messiah? Spurious Messiah is the term that some prominent television satellite ministries use in describing the Antichrist. Now, the Antichrist, according to what they say, is coming before Christ comes.
divinest, and supreme times. Welcome to Supreme Beings University, a.k.a. Welcome to the Supreme Beings University, a.k.a. the Supreme Beings classroom, and a.k.a. the Almighty Sundarize broadcast, a.k.a. Evolutionary Radio, a.k.a. Boule Murders, and a.k.a. the Gods of Math and Science. All in one. We can't represent them all at one time, although that's what this is. Anyways, it's been a short minute. There's so many things that I'm doing, that I'm being taught at this moment, and that is universally in place. You know, it's one thing to expect things as you all have been geared to expect things on the physical. But the greatest day that we're in is not the physical things, but the spiritual and unseen. You must always know or remind yourself that the order of things all starts from the spiritual. Nothing never starts from the physical. It ends up in the manifestation in the physical. On the essence of things is spiritual. And this is a spiritual war. This is never a physical. It's never been a physical war. Never will be. Not needed to be. Et cetera, et cetera. If this was a physical war, this would have been over a long time ago. So this is not a war over physical flesh. This is a war over souls and spirit beings and minds, the war of minds, which a spirit is a mentality and emotion anyway. The spirit of the mind and core is where we're at here. See here. I'm going to go ahead and allow the Supreme Being, the Almighty, Al-Sundara, to speak. So without further ado, in the name of the Supreme Being, God of Gods, Master of all Masters, the Divine and Most Righteous One and All-Powerful One, who's in our midst today. The teacher of teachers, supreme mathematician, the supreme scientist, heavenly father, the eternal mind, aka the supreme creator, and all of my powerfulest and glorious of names, do once again I open in a greeting words of timeless motion. Well, I'll start off with this thought of really the cult-like mentality. Cult just only means you are clogged or you're caught up. It means you've been limited. When something is clogged or cut off or no resistance of any motion, then you have been incarcerated. whether it be physical, mental, or spiritual. For those who are minds worth a damn out there, you definitely have been able to gather and get some things from this program. All the rest of these other waste. You know, everything, even a body, there's a waste area. You hate to acknowledge you have a waste area, although it's there. And it's to rid all of the toxins in your body that's unwanted. All of them. Well, as it is in the physical, it must or it has to start on the spiritual, mental. So we have a lot of waste and a lot of cleanup of what we have to do today. Among self, within self, and also the wasteful, wicked, and negative minds that are here. The waste must be disposed of. If the waste is not disposed of, because it's waste, because it's opposite of what's right. Filth is the opposite of cleanness. Unhealthiness is the opposite of having good health. Death is the opposite of life. So since this is a polarity of right or wrong, if this negative is not removed, it would then therefore do harm to the rest of the body. Or, in other terms, slowly poison it with negativity. Because not only negativity is waste, meaning not useful, or things that would harm you, it is also death. It's death to whomever uses it. So those, they know who I'm speaking to. You know if you are useful or unuseful. Anyways, on this topic, again, I've now added as a class. Because I'm here to show you that everything you do is a clog or a coat. And everything you do. And the TV that you watch that dictates what you're going to do, how you should think, and limit you of having an open mind by being closed-minded with garbage. From that as your source of thinking to these cult leaders out here. It can be from a church to a mosque. They control you. They tell you when to come in, when you can come and go, who you can be with, what to wear, how to think. A full and total dictatorship. It's what these people run, and all of these institutionalized so-called schools of thoughts, all of them. There is a couple that isn't as bad as a lot of others. Although the most part is that a cult separates. It's set up to divide you away from things. That's the way it's set up for. So it can divide you away from yourself. It could divide you away from others. Or it could divide you on anything in general. That means it could divide you from learning. It could divide you from growth. It can keep you from family members, as a lot of them do. You know, it could divide you and keep you away from anything. So you are a divided so-called people today. Division is everywhere. Rapid spread. No unity nowhere. And all these different cults that you have, they only keep you separated from unity. None of them propagates unity. Not one of them. Anyways, this is where I come in to give you that clarity of mind. Releasing, realistically, this is a release from my mid-self of certain energies. And it's kind of like the planet Saturn, where all of these gases and different things are constantly escaping. Matter of fact, that planet is ruled by gas. And it's numerous of gases, not just one. They've got physical gases. We know gas is mainly an air form. We have physical gases. Anyways, it's kind of like that. When you relieve certain pressures, when you relieve yourself of certain energies and blockages, that also enables you to be free or to be on the next level. That's back to the blockages of the various cults that are out here that simply block those from reaching their highest or higher potential. So with that said, there's so many jewels and ideas of spiritual wealth that has been left here. It's always here. You just have to seek, research, and find. Well, never does it ever go anywhere. It's always remaining here. So, I'm going to say, if you want to be what is given you of today, which is to be a master. A master is a maker or a creator in their whatever endeavors that they choose to be. You can't be a master unless you can make and or create something. Because a God is a master. And that's male and even a female being a goddess. That applies to them as well. If you want that, if you want that, you're going to have to let these things that are around you, you're going to have to let them go, first of all. And second of all, the application of the light of this day and time, not just to know and hear it, although the most definite idea of owning and mastering a particular knowledge or a particular science is simply to bring it about. Well, I say when a scientist is studying something, he's got the microscopes. He's looking at things from the most microscopic details, all the fractions. So if you want to be that, you have to truly be. You can't do like other fool-minded people where you doubt things or you run from knowledge or you run from, you know, evolving yourself. Things you should not run from. You should run to, in fact. All right, my purpose tonight was to come out with a few words of wisdom tonight, since I have no end to my wisdom. You know, you can only gather what you can. So ending and in this class tonight, and ending, I'd like to share once again timeless motion and universal science. And hopefully we should be back soon. I don't particularly have a date. Everything is by word of ear at this point. There's nothing really set up or whatnot. So, new season, new time, new era. So, with that said, we'll go ahead and dismiss this class for this evening.